Medgar Evers and people like that are out really for the niggers' welfare, or do you think that they're out for themselves?
Well, that's a hard question to say, Val. You wouldn't hardly know which way to answer. What's that, Val? Mm-hmm. I think all of them's wanting to, you know, for their own self, the publicity for their own self, you know, to a certain extent.
All right. Well,
but I can't see nothing. I can't see no good in this. This marching bit. I mean, like they're doing that. I think the nigger needs a. He ought to have a. What's coming to him?
Do you think right now
But I don't think now that they are. I mean, they're doing the thing right myself. Now that's the way I mean about this here marching business and burning up and destroying.
You don't think the marching is wrong, but the riot is. I mean, you don't necessarily disagree with the march.
Oh, I don't disagree with no march.
You just don't.
I just don't go along with no such stuff. Is that I mean?
You mean you, for instance, the march up in Washington, you don't think that's the right thing to do?
No.
Right.
And I don't think so for this fact. The congressmen and senators, they gonna do what they think's right. I believe that. Now we got two from senators from the state of Georgia, Herman Talmadge and Dick Russell, and I believe they're gonna do what's right. And I believe they'll treat the nigger right. I believe that they want them to have their rights too, just like. But
well, would you vote for? You know, I don't know whether George Wallace is gonna run this time or not. Do you think that he'd have much chance to, you know?
Yes, Wallace is gonna care the southern states. To my opinion.
You don't think the Republicans are going to do very well this year?
Oh, well, yes. If Wallace stays out of it, Republicans are going back there. I mean, they're going. Republicans are can't. Like, you know, Georgia went Republican last time. And the first time, you know, in 100 years, Georgia went Republican.
I was curious whether you thought it happened again this year.
But I believe it'll happen again this year. I believe it'll.
Do you think that the niggers around here are getting uppity, that they're getting snobbish, or
well,
too
yes,
good?
You can tell there's a difference in them. I mean, you can just the younger ones. Now, you can't tell no difference in these old ones. They're just like they always were. They're just good, plain old niggers, and I mean, and they're, but they're getting they all get welfare, they're getting a good living, and they appreciate it.
Do you resent having to pay welfare, for instance, to a nigger down here who, say, is perfectly able to work and there's plenty of work around, but yet he won't work?
That's just common sense. I mean, you don't like to see something like that
that's
going on. But you take these old niggers I'm speaking about, I'm glad to see them get it. Because they deserve it.
You think they do?
Yes, they do. I know. Some of them, and they really deserve it, I mean. And they're good. And they appreciate it, too. These older bunch do. Now, you take these young ones. They don't appreciate that.
Well, would you say most of the changes, you know, in the situation that have come about, they're really pretty recent, aren't they? I mean, you've been here. You've seen everything that's taken place. Wouldn't you say it's been about the last 5 or 6 years that it's really changed?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been in your day since it's really made a change. I mean,
now,
I don't know what kind of time y'all have in West Virginia, would they?
Yeah.
Y'all don't have any niggers, do you?
Yeah, we have several niggers. Usually, well, we've had a tough time with this integration problem. You know, they threatened to cut federal funds off.
Oh, yeah.
For instance, the niggers usually lived separately
in
another little section.
Yeah.
And now they're expected to come into the high school and. It caused quite a storm. You'd be surprised.
It did cause a lot. Now you take my brothers and sisters. I have them in Ohio. They still up there. And, well, they never have no nothing else except, you know, it's always, you know, in the north, you know, like in Ohio and all up in there, you know, it's always been segregated. I mean, they all went to school.
Well, tell me something, Mr. Thomas. Do you notice any difference between, we've covered this just a couple of times, I think, but we haven't said anything in depth.